AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. The U.S. and Cuba are making plans to open embassies in their capitals. It's been a long time.
An Obama administration official says on Wednesday morning, President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry will be talking about the opening of embassies in Washington and Havana, ending 54 years of diplomatic isolation between the two countries.
AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports it's been more than a half century since there has been a U.S. ambassador in Havana.
In January 1961, President Dwight Eisenhower cut diplomatic ties with Cuba because of Fidel Castro's increasing reliance on the Soviet Union during the Cold War. Now, 10 presidents later, an Obama administration official says they will announce a reopening of embassies in Washington and Havana.
President Obama and Secretary of State Kerry will officially make the announcement tomorrow morning. AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.